But look at 2 Samuel chapter number 12 in verse number 7. This is where Nathan the prophet confronts David about Bathsheba, and he says the famous words. Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man." And he goes into this long tirade attacking David and telling him how wrong he is and what bad things he's done. Now let's look at the answer. It says in verse 13, "And David said unto Nathan," this is David's answer, "I have sinned against the Lord." Period. That's it. Do you notice what he said there? Just, "I've sinned. I've sinned against the Lord." Did he say, "Well, I've sinned against the Lord because, you know, you don't understand how my wife, Michael, treats me. And because she treats me bad, that's why I'm up on the rooftop looking at Bathsheba. You know, or you don't understand how my childhood was. Or you don't understand how, you know, the temptations that it is when you're a king and you're surrounded by all these beautiful women and all." No. There's no excuse. There's no reason given. There's no, "Well, you know, what was she doing? Taking a shower where everybody could see her anyway. Why does she have the shower curtain drawn?" You know, there's no excuse. There's no blaming anybody else. There's no, it's just, he just admits it. He just says, "I've sinned. I have sinned against the Lord." And then what's the response from Nathan? "And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." That was pretty painless. I mean, David just says, "I've sinned." And Nathan says, "You know what? God forgives you." What was the difference with Saul? Saul made excuses, and then Samuel just keeps laying into him, keeps preaching against him, you know, keeps on chewing him out because he's just not admitting it and getting right. Now look over at